Our text today is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 to 62, and it reads thus. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your written word. We thank you today for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for preparing the heart of your servant to say, thus says the Lord. Heavenly Father, I commit this time to your hands and commit those that are listening to me into your hands. Wherever they are, Holy Spirit, may your word be a blessing to them. I pray today, O God, as we hear your word, that your word will be impact in our lives. And God will all prepare for the kingdom of heaven. Thank you for your word and thank you for your will. Take your glory now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, I want to say a very big thank you to the Almighty God for this opportunity. And I thank God for other brethren who at the supporting hand to this ministry. And are always remembering us in their prayers as well. In Jesus' name. Well, having read this passage of scripture, I'm led by the Spirit of God to quickly speak to you on the theme, count the cost. In this passage of scripture, we see a man who was willing to follow Jesus, but did not count the cost. And this is what we face at times. Many times we are motivated to do certain things, but sometimes we don't understand it better. And following Jesus is a lifetime decision. This man was motivated based on his feelings. He decided to follow Jesus. But Jesus knew that this man would not be strong enough to endure the trials that was ahead of him. And so Jesus mentioned that his focus was not based on earthly gain. Now, this is where sometimes we miss spiritual things with physical things. Sometimes people see on the surface of the ministry and decide to follow without understanding the spiritual challenges you're going to face. On the contrary, he asks others to follow him, but they have their own agenda. From this passage of scripture, I'm led by the Spirit of God to speak to you on three key points. And the first thing I want us to listen to today is, if you want to follow Jesus, you must count the cost. The second thing is, if you want to follow Jesus, you must avoid excuses. And the third thing is, if you want to follow Jesus, you must keep your attention on him. The first point, if you want to follow Jesus, you must count the cost. Hallelujah. In verses 57 to 58, read again. Now, it happens as they journeying on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. 58, and Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has now here to lift his head. Now, a young man volunteered to follow Jesus without considering the price he would pay. And Jesus made it clear to him that the foxes have holes. In the night, they go and rest. The birds have nests. They have time to rest. They get place to sleep. But I have nowhere to lay my head. Meaning, anywhere darkness catch me, I'm going to sleep. Now, we need to consider these things. That if we are willing to follow Jesus, the price we're going to pay. We're going to pay the price. Amen. Jesus came as a ransom for the world. If anyone would be willing to follow him, then they should be willing to take up the cross and follow. And only a few people will be willing to do so, to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Only a few people are willing to do so. Only a few people are willing to make those sacrifices. Because following Jesus is a sacrifice. Jesus knew that this man was not prepared for this sacrifice. Main reasons why most people walk away from the faith is because they lack the knowledge of the truth of Jesus. And if we don't understand the truth about Jesus, then after some time, we're going to walk out of the ministry. And this is why you see a lot of people coming with the mindset, oh yes, I'm here. I'm going to stay in the ministry. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Oh yes, I'm here to heaven. After some time, they'll walk away. Because it takes the grace to be willing to face those challenges in ministry. If you will remain faithful and committed to the kingdom of God, then you must be willing to count the cost. Not only that you should count the cost before following Jesus, but you must also avoid excuses. If you want to be a disciple of Jesus, you must avoid excuses. When you look at 59 to 61, your excuses may put you against the word of God. When God is calling you, stop finding excuses. A lot of people find excuses. Oh, yeah, my brother. Oh, yes, I don't have transportation. Oh, yeah, this. Oh, yes, that. All of those excuses will put us against the word of God. And if we want to be a disciple of Jesus, then we need to avoid those excuses. Finally, keep your attention on Jesus. If you look at verse 62. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plot and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, if we decide to follow Jesus, it will be dangerous to look back. If we take our attention from Jesus, we lost our way. And the battle will go against us. Christians would turn from the faith are defeated in the battle. And I don't want you to turn from the faith. Satan is waiting to hook you into the world when you turn to him. The moment you leave the presence of God, you get in the hands of the devil. And Satan is going to destroy you. Church, brothers and sisters around the world, I want to encourage you. I know we all have counted the cost before following Jesus. If you are not counted the cost before following Jesus, I want you to count the cost. Count the cost. Stop coming up with excuses that will hinder your work with God, your friendship with God, your love for God. If you want to follow Jesus, keep your attention on him. And this is the problem we have. When situation comes, we quick to change our mind. And instead of focusing on Jesus, we want to focus on the problem. Remember Jesus and Peter on the lake. Instead of focusing on Jesus, we are calling him, come. He was focusing on the wave around him. Sometimes we look at the circumstances around us, and those will cause distractions for us and will lead us to the wrong path. I want to encourage you today. The challenges will be there. The difficulties will be there. But God has promised us he will be with us to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Count the cost. Avoid excuses. Keep your attention on Jesus. If you will follow these principles, at the end of the day, you will be victorious. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I thank you today again for another time. I thank you for your word. Help us, O God, to be faithful and committed to your word. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives, Lord. We thank you for brethren around the world. And thank you, Lord, for others that are still struggling in their ministry. Finding it difficult, O God, in areas where they find themselves. I know there are some countries, O God, that people find it difficult to preach the word. Thank you, Jesus, for Liberia, because this country is a Christian country, and we are free to preach the gospel anywhere and to whoever we meet. This is an opportunity for us to spread the gospel. Help us, O God, and provide the necessary needs that will help us to carry the gospel. May your name be praised. Thank you now, and take your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.